A few hot, dry days paired with over 25,000 lightning strikes, and Alaska is on fire.
Produced over 80 new fires around the state.
Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says what had been a wimpy fire season is now looking eerily similar to last summer, when abundant lightning sparked blazes that charred over 5 million acres. This year's bust comes as state and federal firefighting agencies were preparing to ramp down, sending two water scooping planes to the lower 48 and making crews available to work there. Mowry says agencies have scrambled to respond to this week's turnaround.
It is a big juggling act for fire managers. You know, we do have a limited supply of initial attack resources, and that's what gets really difficult when we have this much fire in the landscape, is to try to prioritize, you know, which fires are posing a threat to, you know, life and safety.
Two such fires, one near the Salcha River south of Fairbanks and another near Tok, were hit hard by fire crews on the ground and by aerial water and retardant drops late Thursday. Numerous other blazes started by lightning, especially in southwest Alaska and in the Galena Zone, are in remote areas and being allowed to burn. The forecast calls for cooling and increased chance of precipitation beginning over the weekend, but Mowry says if the weather doesn't come through, large fires could develop and pose a smoke threat.
That's always a concern. I mean, some of these fires yesterday and some of the more remote areas did blow up yesterday, as expected in this hot, dry weather. And then it sort of is a matter of which way the wind's blowing. I took a call today from a woman in Central who said they were pretty socked in with smoke.
Mowry says fire managers plan to take advantage of any break in the weather to get on top of problem fires. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.